Welcome to Grounded Wellness, your go-to podcast for simplified and trusted information on how to live a more non-toxic and holistic life. We're your hosts. I'm Bethany McDaniel, founder of Primally Pure, biohacking enthusiast and mom of three.
And I'm Courtney O'Connor, holistic esthetician with over 15 years experience in the healing power of touch and holistic skincare rituals.
Let's dig in.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Grounded Wellness Podcast with Primally Pure. I'm Courtney, Primally Pure's in-house holistic esthetician, and I am passionate about transforming skin through non-toxic products, holistic practices, and healing touch. I've been a holistic esthetician for 15 years, a part of the Primally Pure team for almost 8, and have trained extensively with industry experts across the country. And it is one of my greatest joys to get to walk alongside people in their skin healing journeys. And I'm so excited to share some of that holistic healing wisdom with you today. In today's episode, I am sharing about the main thing that completely transformed my skin, and dare I say, even changed my life, and I'm confident in saying that it is going to change yours too. Facial massage holds the power to completely transform your skin, no matter what state of skin you're experiencing or what condition you're struggling with. One thing I love about facial massage is that it restores the skin to a better state. And the definition of regenerative is exactly that, to restore something to a better state. And that's what we're doing here on the farm with the soil, and that's what facial massage does for your skin, truly restoring your skin to a better, balanced, more beautiful state. So in today's episode, I'm going to walk us through some of the key benefits that holistic massage offers. We're going to look into a few facial tools that I absolutely love and that are super easy for you to incorporate into your own daily skincare routine. We'll look at their origin stories, where they came from, and we will finish with a little surprise at the very end. I'm going to be guiding you through a mini meditation that you can follow along with to enhance the effects of your facial massage at home. As we dive into the benefits of facial massage, first looking at some of the common causes of skin conditions are stress, inflammation, and our toxic burden. And the beauty of facial massage is that it actually targets all of these root causes by regulating the nervous system, soothing inflammatory responses, and supporting our detox pathways through optimizing lymphatic drainage. So I wanna just take us a little bit below the surface of the skin to look at really what's going on in the deeper layers of the skin and with its functions and systems below the surface. So the first is lymphatic drainage. So the lymphatic system is our body's natural detoxification system. It's sweeping away waste, toxins, and impurities, but without manual support to get the system going, it becomes stagnant and it can lead to skin conditions like dullness, inflammation, acne, and signs of aging. So this light pressure of facial massage actually helps to activate the lymphatic system, get that fluid flowing, and it optimizes proper drainage to depuff, to detoxify, to create healthier skin tissue below the surface. And we know that the health within reflects itself on the outside. The next benefit is circulation. Facial massage has actually been proven to increase circulation by 4 times. So the skin gets an abundance of oxygen-rich blood flow and vital nutrients. So we are literally feeding the skin from within. And this helps to address dullness and discoloration and imbalances. A regular facial massage routine actually helps to form new pathways of blood flow to nourish the skin and support that cellular regeneration. It's also been proven to jumpstart fibroblasts to promote collagen and elastin production in the skin. So you're creating a more youthful, firm, and sculpted appearance through facial massage. Just think brighter glow from better flow. So on that note, as we're talking about flow of lymph and blood, I just want to take us on a quick tangent just to speak to some of the more modern and popular treatments that people are turning to promote a more youthful skin, such as Botox and filler. So while these injectables create a more toned and tight and youthful appearance temporarily, they can actually be quite damaging to the skin because they're not only inhibiting the movement of facial muscles, but they are blocking this flow of vital fluids that are needed to nourish the skin on a cellular level. So lack of flow, lack of flow, stagnant lymph, and accumulation of buildup is what actually ages the skin and causes it to age even faster. It leads to inflammation and hyperpigmentation, sensitivities like rosacea and acne, and it hinders the skin from receiving the support that it needs. So facial massage actually has a very different effect from freezing and filling, with the goal to support long-term health and longevity. So now, continuing on with the benefits of facial massage, the next one is fascia. So fascia is a thin layer of connective tissue that resembles a spider web, and it's situated just below the skin and the muscle, and it encapsulates every single muscle, organ, bone in your body. And if fascia is tight or twisted, it can be difficult to relax and release that underlying muscle. So a stagnant lifestyle and lack of movement can actually cause fascia to become bunched or bound. And this leads to tension and tightness. And tightness works just like a traffic jam. So it inhibits, again, this flow of fluids that are vital to skin health. And it can cause signs of aging like sagging, fine lines, and wrinkles. So facial tools and facial massage actually help to release these fascial restrictions. It helps to allow lymph and blood to move more freely and relax that muscle for a softer, more sculpted, and smoother appearance. I like to think of facial massage like Pilates for the face. So we're lengthening, we're stretching, we're strengthening, really supporting a more firmer, youthful appearance from the inside out. And if you're not sold on facial massage quite yet, I have one more benefit that is probably one of my favorites. So the last benefit that I want to speak to today is the parasympathetic nervous system. A consistent facial massage practice not only helps to soothe stress-induced skin conditions, but it truly helps to regulate our nervous system. And it helps to activate our vagus nerve. So these rhythmic, repetitive massage movements start to sedate our sympathetic nervous system, which is our fight or flight, and it helps to engage and tap into our parasympathetic nervous system, which is that rest and digest phase. So I like to think of the sympathetic nervous system as surviving and the parasympathetic nervous system as thriving. The body is innately designed to heal. It just needs the proper space and support to do that. And when we're in our parasympathetic state, that's when the mind and body can enter that space of rejuvenation, relaxation, and regeneration. So now let's take a quick look back into history and look at the origin stories of facial massage and some of the key tools that I'm going to talk about today. So the first is dry brushing. So this ritual and tool has been practiced for centuries across countries all across the world, yet its rich history is most deeply rooted in India's most prominent holistic healing philosophy called Ayurveda. So this is known as Garshana. It's a traditional detoxification ritual known to release and remove ama, or waste, from the body. So this promotes optimal vitality and longevity. We're also going to talk about a few different stones and facial cups. And gua sha and facial cupping are both rooted in traditional Chinese medicine. And traditional Chinese medicine is such a beautiful, holistic healing modality because it really takes into consideration the body's full capabilities to self-heal. So rather than just looking at the symptoms and looks deeper to find that root cause to heal. And these tools have truly been passed down from generation to generation. So they have a long-standing history of helping to heal and support our overall sense of health and well-being. With facial tools originally as well, they were using spoons and stones and coins and horns, where today we have this beautiful lineup of gemstones and different tools to support our beauty, even through the actual properties of the stone themselves. And this helps to support that lymphatic drainage, that muscle tension, that fascial release, and supporting that parasympathetic nervous system. Now I am so excited to introduce you to four of my favorite facial tools that are super simple to incorporate into your daily or weekly skincare routine that are going to create big change in your skin and helping to rebalance any skin condition that you're experiencing. So the first tool that I want to walk us through is facial dry brushing. With the face, we want to ensure that we're using bristles that are specifically formulated for the delicate facial skin. So I absolutely love facial dry brushing. It's like a 2-for-1 facial treatment. We are helping to gently nudge along cellular turnover on the surface of the skin, really buffing away buildup, even helping to support stubborn milia, blackheads, really refining skin texture on the surface while starting to stimulate lymphatic flow beneath the surface of the skin. So it's really creating long-term clarity in the tissue. And actually, in my facial treatments, I've stopped doing extractions and adding in more facial dry brushing and more lymphatic massage to actually support that clarity of the tissue in the long term. So facial dry brushing really offers double the benefits for detoxifying the skin and brightening the skin. Facial dry brushing is super beneficial if you tend to have more dullness, discoloration, blackheads, buildup, congestion, or any signs of aging. So facial dry brushing can be done every single day. The bristles are extremely delicate, and I love incorporating it in my morning routine. It can be done on dry, clean skin. So after splashing your skin with water and patting it dry, or in the evening after your oil cleanse and when your skin is dry, that's when you can move into this exfoliation part of your skincare routine. So you always want to start with short strokes on the neck. So the neck is a key place to begin your facial massage routine to begin to open up these lymphatic pathways. So starting on the neck with downward strokes and then following underneath the jaw, which is another major lymphatic highway, really sweeping out waste and impurities, and then always moving from the midline of the face out to the hairline, working up the face all the way up to the forehead with a final flush down. And you can do this for 30 seconds, up to 2 minutes, whatever you have time for, and however much time you want to dedicate to this routine. The geese are making a guest appearance in the background. They're stoked on facial dry brushing too, that's what they're saying. And when you're facial dry brushing, you can spend more time focusing on areas where you're prone to congestion, like maybe around the nose, following those drainage pathways under the cheekbone. And so even if you have some sinus congestion, this is a really beneficial tool to help open up those pathways and support that drainage. The next tool that I will introduce to you is facial cupping. But before we get into facial cupping, we need to prep our skin. While dry brushing was done on dry skin, the rest of our tools are done at the end of our skincare routine. So right now, I'm going to quickly prep my skin with our clarifying mist. This helps to increase water content in the skin and really boost the absorption of your serum, cream, or balm. And I am applying our beautiful plumping serum. The plumping serum is one of my favorites. You can see its beautiful orangey hue with astaxanthin, which is one of nature's most potent antioxidants. So depending on your skin state, you can apply the best serum, cream, or balm, applying to your neck, your face, and even your décolleté. Cupping is one of my favorite tools. It creates this suction-like sensation in the skin. So it's really helping to optimize microcirculation and supporting that lymphatic drainage in the skin as well. It helps to support acne-prone skin, relax facial muscles for a really lifted appearance. So I always feel like cupping leaves me feeling lighter and lifted at the end of doing a full facial massage. So I like to think of cupping as like a vacuum that creates all this spaciousness in the skin tissue. So it has all this room to flow and to clear out waste and impurities. And then the other tools like the roller and the gua sha, which we'll get into, I like to think of those more as a broom that sweeps everything away. So cupping is both invigorating and grounding all at the same time.
Hey, Piggy, does that feel good?
He's rubbing his bum on my chair. Okay, I need to reset. With facial cupping, it comes with a large cup and a little cup. This way you're able to focus on larger areas like the neck and the face, and then target more tiny or delicate areas with the little cup, such as around the eyes, the lips, and even targeting more fine lines. Facial cupping can be done 3 times a week. Facial cupping is definitely more of like your high intensity type workout. So you want to give your skin the space to really recover and rest in between sessions. But when you're resting from your cupping during the week, that's when you can fill in those gaps with other facial tools like the dry brushing or the gua sha stone, which we'll get into in a little bit. So with facial cupping, again, it creates that beautiful suction sensation on the skin, and you get to control the strength of that suction. So depending on where you're working on the face, this is where you really get to tune in and adjust for what feels the most supportive for your skin state, your skin goals, and how it feels. The closer you squeeze to the base of the cup, the stronger the suction will be. And the further away, so closer to the pointed edge of the cup, the lighter the suction will be. With facial cupping, there are 2 techniques that we work with. The first is flash cupping, where we suction for about 1 to 2 seconds and release. So suction, hold, and release. Fluid cupping is where you suction, sweep across the skin, and release. And the flash cupping is really beneficial for activating that lymphatic drainage, and the fluid cupping for supporting that circulation and smoothing out the fascia in the skin. With facial cupping as well, you want to be sure that you work around any active acne or inflammation. We don't want to work directly over those flare-ups, but by working around them, we're actually able to open up these pathways of healing directly to the area. So with facial cupping as well, you want to keep them in constant motion. So a question I get asked a lot is, am I going to have cupping marks all over my face as we're used to experiencing with body cupping? But thankfully with facial cupping, we're keeping the cups in constant motion. So marks won't typically appear. You may see a lot of redness, which is bringing that fresh blood flow, but it dissipates after a few seconds. So I'll walk us through a brief facial cupping demo to just guide you through your own facial cupping routine. So starting just above the collarbone with flash cupping, 3 times in the same area, beginning to open up these lymphatic drainage pathways, and then working up the neck with the flash cupping, 3 times in the same place, and then right up behind the ear. And these are some major lymphatic highways. Then moving up just below the chin with the flash cupping, beginning to wake up any stagnant lymphatic fluid. And then with fluid cupping, sweeping right below the jaw to the ear and down to the collarbone. And I like to repeat each step about 3 to 5 times. Then after opening up the neck, we'll move up the face from the chin over to the ear, again following those similar lymphatic pathways that we did with the facial dry brushing. So you just work your way up the face with fluid cupping, and then below the eye, and then again you get to decide how strong of a suction you want to experience. So holding closer to the edge of the cup helps to create a little lighter suction. And then I use my opposite hand to anchor as I move across the skin. Doing facial cupping on my forehead, I could be here all day long. It is so relaxing. It is so relieving. If you suffer from mental tension or you just tend to carry stress in your brows or your forehead, this is a really beneficial way to relieve that tension as well. And then you can go in with your little cup and do flash cupping right along the eye area. So if you are prone to more puffiness around the eye area, or if you have more hooded lids, this is really beneficial for lifting and helping to open and awaken the eye area. So flash cupping around the eyes, and then a natural lip plumping technique is flash cupping directly on the lip. So depending on your skin goals, facial cupping offers so many benefits to support your overall beauty and well-being below the surface. The next tool I will walk us through is our ridged facial roller. So many of you are probably very familiar with jade rolling. Ours actually has the addition of ridges, so it helps to boost even more blood flow and even more lymphatic drainage in the skin. Plus, it doubles as a little acupressure tool with the rounded handle on the end to activate those pressure points and support rejuvenation for the skin below the surface. I also really love this tool if you're short on time, if you're a newbie to beauty tools, or if you're a super tired mama at the end of the day. I recommend just keeping the roller on your nightstand. Get horizontal, get into your bed, and just roll yourself to sleep. Another tip that I love to recommend with the facial roller is keeping it in your fridge or freezer for a really cooling pick-me-up, especially first thing in the morning. So with the roller, again, always beginning on the neck, starting from behind the ear and rolling down to the collarbone. You can do several strokes, 3 to 5 to 10 times, whatever feels good, whatever you have time for. Then following the jaw and down from the ear to the collarbone again, really opening up these lymphatic pathways first. If you have any tech neck or lines on your neck, this is where I love to use the ridges to target those lines and really doing more focused massage here on the neck, especially if you tend to carry tension, which I feel like so many of us do with our normal day-to-day activities. We tend to carry all this stress and tension in our neck. Hi, Piggy. I love to just target more tension here on the neck and more fine lines with the roller. Then moving up the face, rolling from the chin out to the ear, working on the mouth, over the lips. Such a good massage for the lips. Again, focusing on where you tend to carry more congestion or blackheads, right around the nose. Lighter lymphatic pumps here by the nose help to wake up stagnant lymphatic fluid. And under the eyes, up the forehead, over the brow bone. Again, just focusing here if you tend to carry more tension or tightness. And then a final roll down the face back to the collarbone. And with the acupressure points, there are a few key points that I like to focus on, especially if you have congestion or sinus issues. Just outside the corner of the nose, holding the handle for a few seconds and releasing a few times, and then moving just below the cheekbone, holding and releasing, and then moving out to the TMJ right in front of the ear. Just between the brows, I love to hold and release, and then working up the forehead into the hairline, and then right on top of the scalp. So there are so many uses, even for a super simple tool like a facial roller. Lastly, I'm so excited to dive deeper into facial gua sha, which I'm sure so many of you are already familiar with or already incorporating in your facial routines at home. Gua literally means to scrape, and sha means redness. So through these scraping massage motions with the stone, it's creating that redness or that sha, bringing that fresh blood flow and releasing impurities and toxins below the surface through lymphatic drainage. For those that are prone to TMJ dysfunction, really tight jaw muscles, or puffiness, or signs of aging. Truly, any shift that you're wanting to see in your skin, Gua Sha Stone can help powerfully support that. We have two different stones. We have a green jade stone and a Beyond, and both have really unique and beautiful properties. So Beyond actually contains over 30 trace minerals. It also emits infrared rays and negative ions. So it's truly rejuvenating and regenerating the skin and supporting that cellular health just by placing the stone on the skin. The green jade is more of a cooling and calming stone. It's really beneficial if you're more prone to redness or inflammation, or if you're just beginning. It has simpler sides and edges to begin your Gua Sha routine. For today's little tutorial, I'm going to be using our Beyond Gua Sha Stone. So I'll just introduce you to some of the sides and angles of the stone. I feel like I have so many conversations with people who have a Gua Sha stone, but they just feel a little bit hesitant to use it because they're not confident in how to use it, and they get a little bit overwhelmed with all the sides and angles. So, hey, Piggy. The pigs have joined the Gua Sha tutorial today. They probably could really use some depuffing. So with the Gua Sha stone, there are divots, and these divots are what you'll use to hug more of the bony areas of your neck and face. So the back of the spine, the jawbone, the cheekbone, your brow bone. There is a pointed edge, typically on Gua Sha stones, that I love to use to target more of that muscle tension and tightness with firmer, deeper pressure, really helping to relax that muscle. There is a smooth side on the Gua Sha stones, and this is really your do-it-all side for lymphatic drainage and lifting and smoothing the skin. On our Gua Sha stones, which not all Gua Sha stones have, but we have little teeth or ridges on the stone, and this side is my all-time favorite. It is incredibly beneficial for helping to release bound or bunched fascia. It also is what I refer to as the wrinkle eraser. And so you'll use this to really help to soften and minimize the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles on the skin. With your Gua Sha routine, there are 5 P's that I like to explain to guide you during your Gua Sha practice. So these are some foundational guidelines to keep in mind, and I love alliteration. So by keeping in mind the 5 P's, it helps me remember during my own Gua Sha practice as well. The first is prep, which we already did. So you wanna make sure that you have your mist, your serum, your cream, or your balm on your skin. One of the benefits of Gua Sha is that it actually helps to boost the absorption of those superfood ingredients even more deeply into the skin. You also want that proper slip for the stone so you're not completely dragging the skin along with it. Number 2 is pressure. So often I find people tend to use a lot firmer pressure than is needed, especially when you're focusing on lymphatic support. Light pressure is all you need since the lymphatic system is quite superficial and lives just below the surface of the skin. So really light pressure. And then when you are targeting more muscle tension, then that's where you can do more medium to firm pressure. The third P is placement. You want to ensure that you are using your stone at about a 15 degree angle. So when you're doing it on yourself, it's really just about a finger's width in between the stone and your skin. The goal is to have as much stone skin contact as possible to create more change and create a better result in the skin. The only time that you're really going to keep your stone at a 90 degree angle or more perpendicular to the skin is when you are using the teeth or the comb edge as the wrinkle eraser, holding it perpendicular and using light friction motions on the skin. But other than that, you're always wanting to keep the stone completely flat to the skin. And you want to pull, which is the next P. Instead of pushing, which is also a P, but we want to pull. So you're following your elbow, essentially, the hand that's working. You're pulling across the skin as opposed to pushing the stone across the skin. Lastly, is practice. So the benefits really build over time. So I really want to encourage you to create a consistent gua sha practice to really see true transformation in your skin. As we round out the tools that we just talked about, we'll do a quick little recap. So facial dry brushing helps to brighten and soften your skin texture. The cupping leaves you feeling lifted and lighter. The ridged roller gets you glowing and invigorated in shorter time frame. And the gua sha stone helps to depuff and define. A couple questions that come in pretty frequently regarding facial tools that I want to quickly touch on is, when is the best time to use your facial tools? My answer to this is always whenever you will use them is the best time to use them. So whether you're a morning person or a night owl or while the kids are napping midday, whenever you're able to fit in your facial routine and your facial tools, that's the best time to do it. But I will walk you through kind of an example of a morning routine and an evening routine to incorporate these facial tools as a guide to get you going. So again, as I mentioned with the facial dry brushing, that's a tool I love to use in the morning after splashing your skin with water, patting it dry, go in with your facial dry brushing, then follow up with your mist and your serum, and then you can finish with your facial roller. And then in the evening, I love doing my cleansing oil and getting in the facial massage with my hands during that oil cleansing method. I'll do my toner, my serum, and my cream, and then that's when I'll alternate between the cupping and the gua sha. As cupping can be done 3 times a week, and then I'll do gua sha the other evenings after that. Another question that comes through is, how do you clean your facial tools? So with the stones and the cup, I recommend just washing them with warm water and a gentle non-toxic soap like the Primely Pure seasonal hand soaps or a non-toxic cleaning brand like Branch Basics that we love, and then just drying them with a clean towel and you're good to go. With the facial dry brush, I recommend washing the dry brush about once a week depending on how frequently you're using it. But with the facial dry brush, similarly using a non-toxic soap, cleansing the bristles and then leaving the brush face down to dry. That way water doesn't seep into the wooden handle. And if you ever find if you're traveling or you're tight on time and you just need a quick spritz to clean, you can always use our hand sanitizer for a little antibacterial cleanse. So clearly I love facial tools, but even more than tools, I am just passionate about touch. Nothing compares to the healing power of touch. So even if you don't have any of these tools at home in your skincare routine, you hold the power to create that same change with your hands. Your daily skincare routine is not superficial or frivolous. And even just through touch of applying your serum or your cream, we're touching those systems below the surface. We're helping to regulate our nervous system, support that cleansing and detoxing on a deeper level. So the perfect time to incorporate a facial massage with just your hands is during your nightly oil cleansing. This is also where this cleansing oil really works its magic, as you're helping to work the oil deeper into the pores and break up that buildup and makeup. So tonight, when you are oil cleansing or applying your facial serum, I hope that you can remember the power that touch holds to not just transform your skin, but to truly create this ripple effect of wellness within. I want to guide us now into an oil cleansing meditation to help enhance the benefits and support this deeper sense of calm and connection to your skin and to yourself. This facial massage meditation is a simple place to start to reconnect with your body and the beauty of the here and now. This is your invitation to slow down and to give yourself permission to not be anywhere else but in this present moment. Place one hand over your heart and one hand over your belly, signaling to your body that it's safe and that your mind can be still. Feeling your belly expand with each breath in and softening towards your spine with each breath out. Receiving what you need with each inhale and releasing what you don't with each exhale. Beginning to quiet your mind and softening your body. Mindfully softening the space just between your brows. Allowing your full forehead to relax. Releasing your jaw. Allowing your shoulders to drop. Your lower back and bum settling more deeply into your seat. Letting your legs feel long and light. And your feet feeling heavy, fully relaxed, resting into the ground below. Now notice your senses. What can you see, feel, touch, and smell? Tune into the feeling of the floor beneath your feet. The softness of linen on your skin. The aroma of Palo Santo burning in the background. Your inhale. Your exhale. Continue to focus on the centering, grounding breaths to drop more deeply into your parasympathetic state and this present moment. Now warm a dropper full of cleansing oil between your palms and deeply inhale the aromatic oil blend. Notice how the aroma makes you feel. Maybe shifting your mood, awakening your mind, balancing your emotional body. Then begin to mindfully massage the oil onto your skin. Sweeping your hands intentionally along your neck, your jawline, moving up your face towards your forehead. Gently tracing fingertips over any tension, noticing texture or congestion. Without any judgment, just taking note and tuning in. Pausing to give more time and intention to areas prone to congestion or tension. Offering more compassion and care to areas that need a little nudge or have felt neglected. Take another deep inhale through your nose and an extended cleansing exhale through your mouth. What do you notice? How do you feel? Maybe your skin feels softer, your mind feels lighter, and your spirit feels more connected. Stay here as long as you'd like, simply being and breathing here and now. Because that, dear friend, is enough.